Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's just going to be with us for one segment, so you know you're right. So we cut him short yesterday. Kevin Wood, they arrested him for wiretapping. The police were publicly recording him. They're doing it coast to coast now. And so I want you to know how you can sue them and get their badge when they violate America and stab the country in the heart. That's what it is. That's why I get mad about it. And if you're good cops, good, we'll support you. We do support the police, by the way, when they do a good job. But when you act like traitor or scum to America, we fight back against you. Ann, Daryl, Ted, Tom, Paul, we're going to get to everybody. Ann, tell us where you live specifically, because I've seen this in the news. I've seen it myself in court. The illegal aliens, on average, get about a $35 fine for drunk driving, for no license, no insurance, for wrecks. I've had an illegal hit me, and the cops just say, let him go. Doesn't matter. Again, I've had, for those that just joined us, I've had an employee arrested for an expired license, and the cops laughed and said, yeah, if he was illegal, we'd be told not to arrest him. You know, we can if we want, but, you know, it's discouraged because they just let him go. So you got a $360 fine, and then she gave you 2 months suspended in jail. Next time, of course, it'll be real. Of course, that's discrimination, but they don't care. See, that's all selective. Mexico's allowed to control 7 Texas towns and fly the Mexican flag for at least 10 years. I don't go down to El Cenizo and shoot video of that, the one big town. But, where is this? What did she say? What was it like to watch this happen?
It was in northern Indiana. And you want the town?
Yeah, we want it all. We're going to do an article on this.
Okay, it was in Napanee, Indiana.
Napanee?
Napanee.
How do you spell that?
Oh, boy. You got me. N-A-P-P.
It's fine. What's a town close to it?
Oh, Elkhart.
Elkhart, okay. Please continue.
Okay, it was interesting. I'd sit there and there'd be one alien after another, and they would go up and they would have somebody translate for them. And then, I was sitting there listening to everything, and they just gave him a $65 fine and slapped the wrist and told him to go. That was it. She just told him not to drive again.
And you didn't say to the God creature, the judge in her black Masonic robe, you didn't tell her that, why are you doing that for them? She probably would have screamed and said, contempt! Oh, God, my slave is revolting. You will learn to serve us, scum! I mean, what did she say?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I just figured I'd go to jail, but...
you're right. She would have ground her teeth and gone,
yeah.
Now, I've actually seen judges literally show their teeth and go, ugh. I mean, Ian McDermott performances, but go ahead.
Well, that's about it, Alex. It wasn't just one time. I was there 4 different times fighting that ticket, and every time I was there, there were illegal aliens in the courtroom every time, and every one of them got a $65 fine, and they were just sent out on the street just like that. Boom, gone. And I get to lose my driver's license.
Let me tell you something. The police are being trained, and I appreciate your call. The police are being trained and to selectively enforce. Well, they'll literally go door to door. Well, I'm just supposed to arrest this family and supposed to put them in an army truck. It's what I do. It's what I do for America. I mean, a cop will pull you over, man. They'll act like 5 miles over the speed limit was like a murder. They'll get all real shit. Need you to get out. Need to search. And boy, the illegal aliens can do whatever they want. Because, again, we are seen literally like fat hogs to them. And they're like barbecue masters. And they just go, that looks like a fat, juicy hog right there. That's the hogs that have been trained. They think they're free. So you take people to the land of the free, home of the brave, and you turn them into the land of the slaves, land of the scum, land of the abortion, land of the open borders, land of the decadent, land of the obese. You just have your way with us. But I got good news for all the people that love the system. It's all getting ready to crash in on itself. You'll see how much your masters love you, won't you? We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Tony Blair has called for regulating and shutting down the free press in England, mainstream news. We've got big news on the fake environmental movements who want to have global carbon tax. Now they've started it in Montreal, Denver, Colorado. It's happening everywhere. We'll be getting into that. I know we've got Ted and Tom and Paul and Chris and Steve. Daniel hung up. We're going to get to everybody, but I do want to just briefly remind the listeners, I didn't even plug my videos last hour. We're trying to really focus on news here. But the films are a big part of the solution in the fight against the New World Order. And I made 15 films, and my Police State trilogy is now on DVD, 45% off. It's a 3-DVD box set, 45% off. It's only $34.95 for all three of the films. Terror Storm is sold out. We've got like 20 copies left now. So it's sold out in the individual sales to get the History of Government-Sponsored Terror by itself, but you can get it in some of the combo deals, like the Alex Jones Everything Special or the 9/11 Combo Special. You can still get them discounted, by the way. You know, there's like 20 of them left. I think it'll last maybe a day or two more. That's it. Terror Storm is going to be sold out. So if you want the original and all those that are going out, I'm signing. And they're available at Infowars.com right now. In fact, I'll even, then I couldn't keep track of it. I could even sign that it's the last 20 going out, but then that might get hard to do. And we're going to be offering within the next 2 days pre-orders on the second edition of Terror Storm, which has 17 minutes of new footage, new music, new video, remastered. I'll tell you more about it, but it's not available yet. It'll be available in a few days. Won't ship till next month. We have it in stock, but can't ship it because the distributor doesn't put it in stores till next month, late next month. But We just sold out of Terror Storm, like we said. About 20 copies left, available right now at InfoWars.com by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, all the other great books and videos we carry. All right, I had Kevin Wood on yesterday for about 5 minutes. We ran out of time because of new developments with the Brown siege in New Hampshire. We've got more on that coming out, too, today for you. But here's a headline. Motion to dismiss in the state of Florida versus Kevin Wood case. ACLU took this and won this. It's a famous case that's been used in some other cases. And so he's really an expert on this. Now he knew more than I knew. But just from what I know, from being in media for 13 years and having to go to different lawyer functions and being made to go to different seminars for different media outlets I've worked for, they make you go learn the basics of this stuff. And you can video. That's why news doesn't have to. When a news camera's out on the street, you're out at the bar district or the restaurant district or the you're at Disney World or you're at a football game or you're walking down your street. There is not a reasonable expectation of privacy. Now, you got a privacy fence and somebody climbs up in a tree and starts videotaping you in your backyard while you're drinking whiskey, let's say, and you're a private citizen, you might have some type of civil action. If you're a public person, you don't have that expectation. There's nothing you can do. You can, I guess, do a nuisance lawsuit back on. Okay, now if you climb under somebody's house and drill a hole in the floor and stick a microphone in because you're a pervert, and I see that every few weeks in the news around the country, you can get, we're talking, depending on the state, you can get 10 years in prison, a couple years in prison, and I think you should. That's eavesdropping. When the government does it, they should get 7 years on average in prison. Now, this guy in Pennsylvania is facing 7 years in prison, though, because the cops pulled him over, started yelling at him, and they pulled a camera out, and the cops said, get out of the car. I'm taping you, but I'm allowed to. This is in the news, and you're going to jail. So it's the reasonable expectation of privacy. Now, it's a false charge, it's official oppression, and it's criminal. The police officer that did this, it's clear, falsely charged this young man, and now the deputy district attorney is going ahead with it. That district attorney certainly knows. The cop may not be a criminal. He may falsely believe this. Okay, so but the deputy district attorney is a criminal. And I'll say it right now, he's a crook. He's not stupid. He's got a law degree, he works in the city, and he knows that's a false charge. And I take it very serious trying to put somebody in jail for 7 years. Now this happens all over the country. Remember the woman 2 months ago? The police were speeding up and down their road. And so they put a camera out, and then she called the department and said, look, I got video, your officer's speeding, I'd like to give it to you, I'd like him to stop. And she'd called him personally, and he hadn't called back. Well, they showed up at their house and arrested him. So this is the new arrogant attitude. Don't like me speeding, lady. Well, yeah, she said she has a 5-year-old and 2-year-old. She said, they play in the yard, I don't like you going 20 miles over the speed limit. And they said, how about we come and arrest you? The cops will beat people up in their front yards, then they'll go ahead and arrest them on top of it for having a surveillance camera on their house. I got a surveillance cameras on my house. I got surveillance cameras on my business. I mean, don't come around here and act like crooks and then freak out when I got you on video. They caught the BATF a few years ago in a small town outside of, it's not Phoenix, what's the other big, Tucson. And the famous tape's on the web. And the BATF comes in and starts, after they arrest this guy, a lawful gun owner, but see, they quietly changed, I'm going to go to our guest in a minute, they quietly changed a city law that he was in that he didn't know, saying that gun shops are now under pawn shop rules. And so he was supposed to register and pay a couple $100 fee. He didn't know. So then they called the BATF and they come in, they got these big trash cans. And they're going, I don't want this junk, and throwing it in to break it. I don't want that junk. And they're going, look at this. This is probably worth $10,000 or more. I'm going to keep that. And the commander's sitting there, and they're divvying up what they're going to steal. He had a hidden camera for crooks. Now, he had a public decoy camera, but then he had a 24-hour VCR, recording continual audio, but just like every second, a snapshot. They're great systems. I like to go low-tech. I got low-tech and high-tech wireless out of the building. But they had this hidden in the wall, and so they got him. All right, I'm going to shut up. It's just that's the power of this. They want to put cameras in the school bathrooms and cameras in rest areas and where you should have the presumption of privacy. They want to do all this to us and track everything we're doing and track us with RFID chips and the inspection stickers, but you stick a camera, and I've had cops walk up and go, that's wiretap, and turn it off. I go, go ahead and arrest me. I'm going to sue you. Don't you try to false charge me, buddy. Well, what's your problem? You got a problem with police? Yeah, I got a problem with you. You're right. Well, don't get upset. I go, don't try those tactics as claiming I'm upset. I have every right to be upset, you goon. I'll tell them they're a goon. Now, if you're nice and don't violate the Bill of Rights and are a guardian of the people, I'll offer to buy a cup of coffee. But you get in my face, you're lucky if I don't throw up on you because you make me sick, destroying my country. Kevin Wood, thank you for joining us.
Oh, am I online?
You are, sir. In a nutshell, for those that missed your story yesterday, tell us your story and then the basic facts, because it's not just the presumption of privacy, or the reasonable presumption of privacy. It's also that wiretapping means intercepting a private communique. Please tell us about it.
Absolutely. And, of course, I sent an email to Trey and to Aaron that cites a couple of cases.
We're going
to
get it posted in with Steve's article. Go ahead.
Right, because there's a clear distinction drawn between the act of intercepting a communication and the act of recording a communication. You know, as the 10th Circuit has ruled, and our 11th Circuit down here has adopted the Harpel decision. And intercept, you know, when you go back to the Latin definition, it means to take or seize between the point of origin and the ending point of the communication. Just like intercepting an aircraft that's going to be attacking a military base.
Well, it's like intercepting when the quarterback throws to his receiver.
You got it.
And a tight end intercepts it.
There is no interception if the person doesn't catch the ball between the sender and the receiver of the football. And there's no interception when a sender or a receiver of a communication merely records the communication. Merely recording a lawfully acquired communication does not convert a lawful acquisition into an illegal interception.
Well, my analogy is this would be like the cops showing up, putting you in handcuffs. You're in your backyard with a spatula. The kids are running around playing in the blow-up pool, you know the little baby pool, and you're sitting there, and the dog's barking at them, and you go, why are you arresting me? And they say, this was arson. You burned down the Capitol, and you've got three hamburgers cooking on a grill. I mean, it's a false charge. You're not involved in arson for cooking hamburgers.
Yeah, and as I mentioned yesterday, you know, I recorded a conversation where my daughters were being interrogated in a McDonald's restaurant by law enforcement, and they arrested me when they told me to turn off the tape recorder, and I refused. And later on, of course, the state attorney very quickly dropped the charge because it's not illegal to do so. We have a First Amendment right to record what public officials do on public property.
Did you file a complaint on that? He'll probably get promoted for that. Or did you personally sue him for official oppression?
Well, the problem is that there is little futility in filing complaints against police officers when they do this because they're...
You have the wrong lawyer. You notice I know, and you've been through the case, you notice I know the law. I'm not bragging here, but I mean, you notice I'm informed about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
I'm informed on this as well. That's
comes
not,
under the issue of immunity and qualifying.
Yeah, you have to
right.
show they were acting outside the law.
Right.
And you just got to find a lawyer that'll file the suit or you can do it personally.
Right, and then getting the ACLU involved is real difficult unless it's really a major issue. And I think with Brian Kelly's arrest, I think the ACLU needs to get involved.
Because they're going ahead with it. They're not dropping it. They say, we want 7 years in prison for this young man.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I called Judge Jessica Brubaker's office, who is the presiding judge in the Kelly case. He's scheduled for another hearing on July 18th, and he is now applying for a public defender. Is that good news? I don't think so, because public defenders are not constitutional attorneys, and the first thing they do is seek a plea bargain, and they're going to get this 18-year-old kid probably to plead to a plea bargain, because the kid's terrified.
And he'll lose his Second Amendment rights, another victor for the New World Order.
Videotape
some thug. I mean, folks, this is like China when they start arresting you for cameras.
Right.
You see, it's happening.
You know, and I have a different background than Mr. Kelly, and I'm 52 years old. I have some experience and maybe some guts that maybe sometimes gets me in trouble, but most
we
of the
need
time
to talk
it gets
to
me
his,
out of trouble.
We need to talk to Mr. Kelly. He lives with his parents.
Right.
He's 18. We need to talk to his daddy.
But we need to get in touch with his attorney and the ACLU and get the ACLU on board to represent Brian Kelly. That's what we need, so that they can argue constitutionally that he had a First Amendment right, a due process right, and an equal protection right to make that recording, and that the statute in Pennsylvania is unconstitutional on its face.
Stay there. Stay there. One more segment with you. I agree. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 13, 2007. Gold, 647, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Alcorsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Look out your window, babe. There's a scene you ought to catch.
Look out your window, baby, and I've seen you like to catch. Bandit saying Dixie, man got his hand out stiff. Could be the Bueller, could be the local breeze. Well, there's sometimes Satan, you know he comes as a man of peace.
Welcome back.
Ever has been sung.
Kevin Wood, where does it go? I mean, getting into the mindset. I mean, I know you beat this in court and they dropped it, and I've seen all the state and other cases. There's no doubt that this is a joke. But they've got to be telling police this now nationwide, because they're, I mean, I see these stories every few days where they're arresting somebody. I mean, they'll come to your house, and you'll have a surveillance camera, and they'll get mad as a way to seize it, just rip the VCR off the wall and take you to jail for that. I mean, now they're coming to private places and saying you can't have security of them. So I guess somewhere nationally, the National Association of Police Chiefs or something is telling them this, and it's complete fraud. Do you think the cops believe this when they arrest people who have video cameras on the street? Do you think they really believe in America you can't have cameras, but they can festoon every light pole with their own cameras?
Is, if you're engaged in misconduct as a law enforcement, do you want to be recorded? Of course not. So they're going to come up with any excuse they can to intimidate and chill the exercise of our First Amendment or due process or equal protection rights to make those recordings, get evidence in order to protect.
And that's
ourselves.
Why this is so bad. They know they're chilling, and they know this young man didn't do a thing. And I take it
right.
Very serious trying to put him in prison for 7 years for nothing.
Absolutely. You know, they tried to do the same thing to me. I spent over a month in jail waiting for hearings in my case. But eventually it was overturned on appeal. The governor appointed a special prosecutor.
When you saw the officer in court, or did you ever see him, was he pleased? I mean, ruining lives is fun? Or?
Oh, they don't care. That's the bottom line. They don't give a crap. Excuse my language. You know, it's a system of protectionism. It's a system of brotherhood. And, you know, if they engage in misconduct, you know, they're going to do everything they can to keep us from documenting
that. Yeah, but don't they know how bad luck that is? I mean, even if they don't believe in God. I mean, I found in life, man, you do bad stuff, it comes back on you.
Yeah, well, for a decade, I've been fighting this issue. And I've won over and over again. I've made many recordings. I've used those recordings. And the bottom line here is that the Pennsylvania law, quite ironically, I just got a copy of the law faxed to me by the library folk up in Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is the only state in the country that doesn't put their code online. So nobody can be aware of what the law is to know what they're violating to begin with. And I just got it faxed right before I went on the air today. And I'm reviewing it, and it is exactly the same law we have here in Florida. And here I am in Florida. I repeatedly make recordings down here of public officials or other folk that are used in court proceedings. You know, but yet this guy, Brian Kelly, is being persecuted up in Pennsylvania under the same law that I have beat over and over again down here in Florida. ACLU needs to get involved right now, before anything else happens.
Well, I mean, have you called them? Because I found what they do is they win a few cases, but then they also drop the ball and create bad precedent. I think some of their branches are very suspect.
I agree with you also, but also they have indeed, you know, advocated for me on a couple of cases. And
well,
they can do a good job if they get the impetus and the encouragement to do so. You should contact ACLU directly on Brian Kelly's behalf and say, what are you going to do about this?
Do you have Kelly's number? Because we have it.
No, I've been trying to find that myself. I've got the case number to his case.
Listen, I'll have my producer call you with it during this next break, or I'll go get it and give it to you. But I've left messages, and they're not calling us back, or at least we haven't gotten to that message yet.
You got a terrified kid, you know, that's going to want to get out of this as easy as possible. The public defender is going to get assigned, he's going to do a plea bargain, and the state's going to make this case go away. That's wrong. It shouldn't happen. His parents need to be informed as to why his rights have been violated. ACLU needs to step in and provide free legal service to Brian Kelly to finally fight this issue once and for all.
Did you know in Newcastle, the AP reported years ago, but it was an incredible case, the guy's in a shopping mall parking lot, there's a police cruiser, the window's down, the cop's gone. A killer German Shepherd's in there, and the dog lunges out. I've had this happen to me, but like with a poodle, and I still yell, and you know, and like that shock, ah! And the dog lunges, almost bites him, and he screams at it. He screams, didn't even scream a cuss word, it said. And the cop came out and said, that's it, you assaulted an officer verbally, and he spent 2 years in prison. Now talking back to their dogs.
Yeah, among many other examples.
Well, I just can't believe how far we've slipped as a country. Land of the free, home of the brave. Give me a break. Kevin Wood, anything else you need to add?
Just at this time, Brian Kelly needs our help to get him legitimate constitutional representation.
I agree. Stay there. Do 2 more minutes on the other side. Then we're going to have everybody else's call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedic Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Tony Blair has called for banning free speech, shutting down the web in England. Mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting ready to start shutting down the web here. That's the New York Times, not me saying that. End of the web, the headline. They're moving on us right now. And cops are putting people in prison for no reason everywhere and feeling good about it. Where they get raped and get AIDS and hepatitis, they don't care. If you talk about having a cursed life, you police have no idea what you've done. You don't have to worry about us coming after you. You don't know about the law of the universe, do you? All right, we're about to go to your calls and get into the whole environmental global law system with a new global tax hitting Denver, Colorado, hitting Montreal, Canada. Right now, going back to Kevin Wood, who successfully beat these guys. He spent a month in jail. Did you argue with them after they arrested you and say, hey, man, it's a public place. I'm recording you. You want to interrogate my daughter? I mean, did they have a little celebration laugh, or that'll show you, boy? But, I mean, after you were found not guilty, did they apologize to you, or what happened?
Well, they were most courteous in putting me in the back seat of a car while I saw my daughter standing over there being interrogated by a cop outside of my presence. Took me down to the jail. You know, and then, of course, the state attorney dropped the charges real quick within a few days after that.
You know, why don't you, who cares about money? See, I don't care. Why don't you just sue them? It doesn't even matter if they beat it.
You can't sue them. That's the point.
Yeah, you didn't find the right lawyer. You can sue police all day long.
But the qualified immunity thing, all they got to do is just show to the local courts that they had probable cause to arrest you, even if there was no basis for the arrest. All they got to do is show an arguable premise of probable cause, and then they're entitled to qualified immunity. And that's something that needs to be addressed. We need to eliminate.
No, you file in federal court civil rights.
Do what?
You file a civil rights violation on them in federal court.
Yeah, but in North Florida down here, our judges in the Florida North District are not exactly.
No, I know, but let me just tell you, yeah. They can beat the rap, they can't beat the ride.
Right, eventually, no. But then it costs money.
Doesn't matter. That's what this is all about.
Right.
See, we don't want to get violent physically, so the courts, as you know, are a form of war.
Right.
And you just let them know you're going to pay for what you did.
Right.
You're going to have to get a lawyer personally. The local force isn't going to pay for the federal lawsuit, and I'm going to spend $20,000, and you are too, Bubba. And I told the local cops this last week. They said, we're arresting you. You're not allowed to protest in America anymore. And they publicly said it and laughed about it. And I said, let me tell you something, but I know you claim you got immunity. I'm going to sue you personally. It's going to cost you $20,000. Now, I'm telling you right now, you look in my eye, I'm going to sue you. I told the commander that. And I said, you just think about that. And they backed off. And that's good. They didn't kill America with one more little death by a thousand stabs. They did the right thing. They backed off.
And it can be done, but it is extremely difficult to do so. And a person needs some intestinal fortitude as well as money in order to pursue the process.
Well, the point is, you just got to go ahead and stand up to them. They can beat the rap. You can't beat the ride.
Right.
The key is, I'm going to drag you through the mud. You think it's funny to take me to jail? You think it's real funny to ruin my life? You don't care about me. You don't care about anybody but yourself. It's why you're a drug addict. It's why your wife left you. It's why you're miserable. It's why you're unhappy, because you're not a good person, scumbag. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to sue you, and that's the way it is.
And again, I've had many, many successes. I've recorded many, many conversations. Those conversations have been used in official proceedings, and I have not been successfully prosecuted for a single one of them. And the law in Florida is the same as it is in Pennsylvania. And Brian Kelly should get the same equal treatment that I got in Florida.
What other cases have you been through?
Well, I've recorded a county commissioner that threatened me on a telephone. I turned the tape over to law enforcement. Okay, he didn't get prosecuted for the threats, but I didn't get prosecuted for the tape either. I had a tenant in a rental unit who had committed criminal mischief. I got evidence of that criminal mischief in a telephone conversation I recorded. I turned it over to law enforcement. They turned it over to the state attorney's office. He was convicted of criminal mischief. I've recorded an ex-wife who committed perjury in custody proceedings. She was eventually prosecuted for perjury under an executive order by Governor Child. I've made many recordings, you know, and for Brian Kelly to get nailed on this one little thing, and his case is outrageous because it was out on a public street involving a public officer performing his public functions in a public place. And the 11th Circuit has ruled that we have a First Amendment right to record what public officials do in the City of Cummings case. And that's one of the things I emailed to your guys up there, the case citation. And, you know, we need to, again, the bottom line is, Brian Kelly needs an ACLU attorney to step up to the plate and fight the constitutional issues in this case. And don't let the state or the courts bully him into taking a plea bargain in this case.
Absolutely. When you talk, you've been calling the local public servants, now known as officials, authorities, in Pennsylvania. What's their attitude when you talk to them?
Oh, they're hostile, especially the state attorney's office up there. They wouldn't give me a case number. They wouldn't do anything. So finally, I did get through to somebody that gave me the offense tracking number of the case, L353119-4, and then that led me to Judge Jessica Brubaker. The focus needs to be put on Judge Brubaker in Cumberland County of Pennsylvania. She is the one who is going to have a preliminary hearing in this case on July 18th.
Did you talk to the judge?
I didn't talk to the judge, but an assistant and her.
Well, let me tell you a brief story, then I'm going to let you go into the calls, and I appreciate all your time, sir.
Sure.
This was 4 years ago. Kelly Rushing calls the show, and he says, I just got out of jail. I was in there for a couple days. They've charged me with terroristic threats on the state police. And I said, what did you do? And he goes, I gave him a Ron Paul video. On the front of the video is a Ron Paul C-SPAN speech called Neocon. This is C-SPAN. And after that is your film Road to Tyranny. And they're charging me with two counts for each video, Ron Paul speech and yours. And the guy sounded credible. But, you know, I've learned to, you know, hear a voice and hear what they sound like. But I did never trust that. But, you know, I'm just 90% sure. And I said, okay, and then he goes, well, let me fax you a news article. Well, it was in the front page of the paper. And it said, the state police say that he gave him a video and that they didn't like it and that they thought it was threatening and that he's going to face 3 years per count of terroristic threat on a state police officer. And he just gave the state police officer the video and said, you ought to watch this. And he pulled him over, and then he put him in the back, and he laughed at him and called his wife and said, I got the videotape bandit in the back. And it's funny. See, just some guy about to lose his whole life. It's real funny. And then I said, let me check and make sure Kelly Rushen's a good guy. So I called people randomly in Lyon County, Kentucky, and I said, it's a small town. I said, you know Kelly Rushen? Oh, yeah, the Rushen's a great family. Kelly owns a business, very good Christian man. He's a deacon, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, that's what I thought. And I called two or three numbers. And I called the judge up on Sunday. And I was very careful about it. Now, I didn't record him. I had my wife there on speakerphone as a witness because, you know, a lot of judges just make stuff up. And I said, plus I've been so busy, I didn't have recording equipment at that time. Now I do. And I said to him, listen, Kelly Rushen's charged in your court with terroristic threats. He's facing 3 years per count. And I said, forgiven videotapes. I said, is that the case? He goes, well, I'm not going to talk about the case, but it's been in the paper, Mr. Jones. And, yes, the prosecution's going ahead next week. And I said, well, you ought to really reconsider that, Judge. I said, you know, the guy just gave him a Ron Paul video. And he said, look, I'm not going to talk about the case. Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. He was very polite, sounded very dignified and gentlemanly, by the way, and hung up on me. And, folks, I had court watchers on. I had Kelly Rushen on. They went to trial. And it was a one-day trial, and the jury found him not guilty of terroristic threats. And then Kelly was such a great human, and I told him don't do this, but he went up and apologized to the cop and said, you know, I'm real sorry about all this, and tried to shake his hand. State police officer wouldn't do it. And I said, Kelly, you made a big mistake when he called on the cell phone from outside the courtroom. I said, you're going to be harassed now. He goes, no, hopefully they're going to be nice now. I'm just glad this is all over. They started pulling him over every day, harassing him. It never stopped. So, I mean, folks, that's why I get so mad at them. I mean, you want to comment on what I just said?
Well, basically, again, you know, there is no sorrow on the part of officials when they do things against us. And again, in the Kelly case, you know, I would highly recommend that you focus on Judge Jessica Brubaker and put pressure on her to do the right thing.
But it's not even cold-blooded. They enjoy it.
Oh, they do. They do. You know, it's part of the culture.
But how do you enjoy sending innocent people to prison? I don't...
Well, you know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you get the power of a badge, you know, that's what happens. And even some of the best people tend to cross over the line. And then when the corruption occurs, then they protect their fellow police officers in the Brotherhood of Protection.
Well, you know, police officers have the highest level of suicide.
You're right.
And by the way, I looked into this 50 years ago. It wasn't like this because the police weren't like people like the cops. I mean, I've talked to my dad. I've talked to other people. You know, you'd feel good when you saw them. You waved at them. They were really helpful, and there's still some like that. But by and large, man, they're steroid head guys with shaved heads and tats all over them, and they're nuts, man.
Let
I mean,
me add in there that I have police officers down here that are good friends of mine, are in supporters of what I do. I have others that would like to see me end up dead in a ditch. You know, and you gotta, it's just like Martin Luther King said, you gotta judge a person by the content of their character, you know, not because they're a cop, not because they're black, you know, and each cop behaves differently as to his responsibility.
But the system is gone bad.
It is, because we've lost accountability. And also we've lost training. You know, our cops are not trained in the interception laws, the federal and the state interception laws. It's like the statute up in Pennsylvania says nothing about it being illegal to record a conversation. It only says that it's illegal to intercept a communication. And interception and recording are clearly distinguished by the federal courts. And the Pennsylvania statute, like the Florida statute, was patterned after the federal statute.
Well, it's also a public place. Now, I don't want to give the cops the idea. The cop could claim that he was interfering in a police officer's duties, but I don't know if they're smart enough to do that. I mean, there's a few things you could claim were on the line there, but then it gets into free speech and everything else you mentioned. Well, I commend you. We're going to get in touch with him, Kevin, and we're going to call you back and give you the number we've got for Kelly, and we appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Read the emails that I sent to you.
I've got them, and we're going to be posting them.
And look at the Cumming case out of the 11th Circuit, you know, as far as the First Amendment right to record what cops do on public property.
All right, good job.
Okay, and thank you very much for letting me be heard.
No, thank you, sir, for contacting us.
And last thing, please help Brian Kelly.
Absolutely. Well, we're trying to get in touch with him, but Daddy's probably, I mean, you know, Daddy told the newspaper he's going to fight it, but Daddy probably doesn't know how corrupt the system is. I appreciate you joining us.
Send me his telephone number.
I will, because that's what this really comes down to, is people don't know. They don't know yet how corrupt it is. Remember the guy in Tennessee, owned the big lumber yard, I mean, pillar of the community, no criminal record? Owned a $1 million business in the town. He put a sign up saying our court system's a joke because the court gave his children to the ex-wife who had the drug convictions. He put a sign up saying our system's a joke. He's outside the judge's jurisdiction. The judge sends police out of jurisdiction to arrest him. And, of course, the judge got in trouble last time I heard, had been removed. But the point is that judge told the newspaper that, well, you're not allowed to talk bad about me. You people are nuts. You're nuts. You're nuts. And I'm really upset. I want the police to know in Austin, I lost sleep. You may giggle and snicker, and that's why I lost sleep, because, man, I'm scared for this country. When the rule of law goes, folks, it all goes. And then I had police come up to me and just point blank say, look, if you don't leave, we're going to arrest you. And I said, officer, very soft voice, I said, we're not blocking anything. We're here on the sidewalk. It was the First Amendment. He said, no, we're going to arrest you if you don't go. I'm asking you. Go. And I said, yeah, you're asking me because there's no law. And I said, I can't believe you said that. And then he went to the media and said, we were lying. Not only did you lie and try to violate my rights and our rights, our sacred rights. I mean, what do you think the red, white, and blue is all about? What do you think this country's all about? Why is it different? Because everywhere else, the police act like you. Now, I got to be honest, folks. I've been to some other third world countries and they don't even act as bad as you. You don't care though, I know. It's all funny and it's cute and it's all real cute. It's not cute. Let's go ahead and talk to, I know I haven't gone to the calls like I should. Ted, where are you calling us from today?
Hello?
Yes, Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Las Vegas.
Hey, right.
I was wondering, you talk a lot about, on the show about preparedness and things of that nature, you know, storing food and water and that sort of thing. I was wondering if you've heard of the paper. It was written by John R. Moore. It's called No Need for Panic.
Yeah, I think we've interviewed John Moore. He's a former Green Beret police officer,
really? Yeah.
now a private detective.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I got his paper, and it shows on there a map of the United States when after this alleged natural disaster is supposed to take place. Where a lot of the East Coast and the Midwest and the West Coast.
Well, I think John's got really great information on preparation and investigation. I don't agree with him on his, some of the tectonic things that are supposed to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, what is your take on that sort of thing? Some of your advertisers talk about prudent places. You know, where is a good place to live in the United States? Or is it all the same? Or?
Sure, the Prudent Place DVD that New Millennium Concepts sells, the big Berkey folks, and get it free when you get a Berkey, shows where nuclear power plants are, where really big cities are. Number one, you don't want to be in New York, Chicago, Miami, Houston, L.A., mega cities are very dangerous. Some have, like, the fires and the earthquakes and the Little Reconquistas, so it's even worse than, say, L.A., statistically. Being in a town like Austin isn't bad because there's so much rural areas right around it, but it's already starting to get too big. It's at least good to live on the edge of town. For the type of things we see happening, and terror attacks, manufactured, whatever, there are prudent places.
Oh, okay, I understand. And Vegas, what do you think? What's your take on that?
I think Vegas is a major terror attack point.
bad place.
I think Las Vegas is a very bad place. It's not as bad as some others, but I'd say it's in the top 20 bad places to be.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that pretty much sums it up. And why? Why do you think that? Just because of the?
Because that's a type of place the globalists would carry out an attack, though they don't want to end all their money laundering and prostitution and the rest of it the government runs there. It's just talking to a lot of experts and where it's located, some type of event. It's not as bad as L.A. I mean, L.A., I think, L.A., San Francisco, New York's about as bad as it gets.
Right, so they're not gonna lose anything, really, by losing Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's just out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
It's not a key infrastructure point.
Sure. So they can mess with it and no big deal. No.
But I think areas in the Midwest, Indiana, places like that, I think they're prime targets too.
Yeah, they can grow food. Farmers and stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. It's good questions. We're going to come back and talk to Paul, Chris, Steve, and others. And we got another guest coming up about 10, 15 minutes into the next hour. I got to get into the global warming taxation because they are really pulling out all the stops right now. Hey, but why should yuppies and cops care? They can just giggle about it and pay their tax. Who cares? We'll be right back. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at PerkyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Up on PrisonPlanet.com, headline, Brown Siege, feds say they are going in. Randy Weaver may join Browns at their New Hampshire home. Very important article we'll be covering coming up in the next hour. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Paul in New Mexico. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Okay, first of all, I just wanted to let you know that you and I have a mutual friend by the name of David Estrada. He's an actor, and he was the first one that let me know about 911 Road to Tyranny, and he let me watch his video.
Yes.
Okay, and something that happened with me about 17 years ago works in play with everything you've been talking about today. I was working out at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, and I was working as a cafeteria worker. I ended up mentioning an idea that I was working on called the electromagnetic vortex reactor. And when I mentioned it to an engineer within 3 weeks after I started working there, or after I was working there, and within 3 weeks I was fired. The claim was later on, and I heard this from a friend of mine, that I was talking about sensitive compartmentalized information dealing with a system that the government, that the Air Force and NASA were working on in secret. They had me surveyed. They had me watched quite closely, especially with the FBI at that time. Okay, are you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. And this was all prior to the Ruby Ridge incident and to Waco. And what I'd like to inform your customers, or not your customers, but your listeners, in effect, is that we've been living, as you've reported quite a bit in your videos, in a draconian society for a long time, but people never knew it.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Send me some info on your case if you'd like. Now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex, this is Chris Steiner in Florida. I called you before about what I did in court about 10 years ago in Pinellas County, and there are two laws that people can use to apply when they go to discharge their obligation when it comes to, say, a traffic ticket or a code violation or anything like that. When you're mentioning the illegal aliens who get off so lightly, I just had to call in again. And I want to know if other people who have tried this have had success. The two laws that I used are the of Title 12 of the U.S. Code, Section 152. This says, the terms lawful money and lawful money of the United States shall be construed to mean gold and silver coin of the United States. And when I went to offer that to the clerk of the court, of course operating under the de facto government rather than the de jure government, which we should be under, she refused that. And so then I used the Uniform Commercial Code, Section 3603, truly is uniform because it's codified throughout all the state statutes. And in whatever state you're in, the statute will end in 3603, where it says that by the clerk of court's intentional voluntary act of refusing tender of the coins, which is lawful money, that she discharged my obligation. Now, I went through about six or seven court hearings, and the state attorney claimed that the UCC does not apply, but when I asked him to make his argument on what principle he based that, he remained silent. And at the last hearing, they put on a big show with the state attorney. They called in the county attorney, the county clerk, the city clerk, saying how now they can deposit the money into their bank account. But still they can't because I had my brothers try the same thing.
Sure. So you were successful. Did they drop it?
That's right. The judge finally ruled.
Good. And of course, that is still in the code. They got to pay with lawful money. All right, we'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.